Joining you on the line is National Art Schools and the exhibition itself, a curator, Judith Blackall. Good morning, Judith.
Hello, good morning, Sophie.
How are you going?
I'm well. We're very well, thank you. Beautiful day here in Sydney.
It is. Mm. Now, the Goldberg Collection, it's quite substantial. So what was the selection process for the exhibition?
Well, yes, it's an amazing collection, really, and very, very recent work. So we decided to focus on artists who have either lived in Europe or were born in Europe. Not all of them continue to live. You know, artists today move around the world. A lot of artists actually are now living in New York. Mm. But then there are other artists from other parts of the world who migrate to centres like Berlin. For example, in the exhibition, we have one New Zealander, Simon Denny, who now lives and works in Berlin. But all the artists in the exhibition are incredibly important in today's international art world and very, very influential. And that's why we thought it would be fabulous to bring these works and these artists to Sydney. A lot of them haven't been seen here.
Yeah, because I mean, like the Goldbergs are based here. So, how was it like bringing all these people who haven't, all these people's works who haven't ever been featured in Australia when this collector has so many of their arts already here?
True. And what really the motivating force behind the exhibition is Danny Goldberg wishes to get his collection out and seen by the Australian people. He wants to share it with the Australian public. And here at the National Art School, being an art school, I thought it'd be a fabulous opportunity to allow the students, to give the students and the faculty an opportunity to see these works up close, you know, major works by artists such as Caterina Grosso. They're studying them. And when I walk around their studios, I see the books and catalogues, and I know they're consulting and looking at these works on screen. But really to experience them up close in the flesh is an extraordinary opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, the National Art School is just in Darlinghurst, so local. Yeah. It's an old jail. It's a beautiful place for exhibition.
Yes, it is a beautiful place. It's one of the few galleries in Sydney that is reused for contemporary art from a historical building. And so we have the advantage of these very, very tall walls and high ceilings, beautiful warm timber floor and lovely natural light. It's very well proportioned as a gallery and really perfect for contemporary art and for big work. So a lot of these works, like the Caterina Grosso from last year, is over 3 metres tall, and that will just sing and soar in our spaces.
Wow.
I'm very excited. We've got also another important German artist, Urs Fischer. His work has been seen in Australia before, but we've focused on 10 of the artists with a few more works. And many of the artists just represented with one work, but some, like Caterina Grosso, Urs Fischer, Ugo Rondinone, Alicia Quad, whose work I don't think has been seen much in Australia, Rudolf Stingel, they're artists living and working and really at the top of the market today. And it's very exciting because, you know, as we were selecting the exhibition, more and more works were being purchased. Danny is a very, very active collector. He travels a lot. He goes to the art fairs. He visits many of the international galleries and museums, keeps an eye on who's winning prizes, who's, you know, Helen Martin, for example, won the Turner Prize last year. A number of the artists have won the Hugo Boss Prize. So they're all artists who are very well known. There are also quite a few emerging artists as well, mm-hmm. artists who are the next hot things.
You know, as the name of the show suggests, it's so hot right now.
It is hot. That's really good.
Yeah, and so this is all based on European-styled work. So what is the kind of the differences between this Eurocentric style compared to Australian style?
Well, today's art world is it's a global art world. So that's a hard question to answer. And I think, personally, I think basing or grouping artists together based on a geographic landmass is a little bit of a conundrum because, as I mentioned before, artists are moving all over the place and Australian artists are also travelling to these centres and being influenced by these artists. And And with the internet and art magazines consulting more and more online, I wouldn't say there is a distinctive style or a trend or anything like that. I might suggest that some of the artists tend towards a little more of a poetic or lyrical or, in a way, a more European cultural base. You can't help but be influenced by the culture that's around you, that you're born into. That, for example, Rudolf Stingel was born very... He's born in Italy, but right up north, Merano, which is the area which is a German influence, German and Austrian influenced part of Italy, and so his culture was steeped in a sort of a sense of the sublime. He grew up in the mountains in an alpine area, so there's something about the sublime I find in his work.
Yeah.
So those influences come through. You have to look at them and think about them quite deeply to uncover those sorts of themes, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned, like, you know, some of the artists come from this side of the world and then move over to Europe. Do you see their style changing significantly, or do they bring a bit of, you know, a kind of home feel when they kind of go to Europe?
Yes, I do think that they're speaking an international language when they go over. It depends on the artist. It really depends on their interests and their approaches and what drives them to be an artist. The one I mentioned before, Simon Denny, I would say is very much informed by an international, very contemporary language and reality. So so you won't see much of New Zealand in his work, I suggest, I would say.
That's fair enough. It does open in June,
just early June.
Just early June. But the name itself, Eurovisions.
Well, you know, we all know the Eurovision Song Contest. And it's, you know, it's not really related to that much. But I was interested in the Euro part and I was interested in the Visions part. So our Eurovisions have a capital V. So it is about visions of and from Europe.
Yep.
So that's about it.
Yeah, no singing involved, unfortunately.
No singing at all. it was just really a playful and catchy kind of title that we thought we would give it.
Fair enough. So you, yeah. But honestly, do you think Australia has any part playing in Eurovision?
Beg your pardon?
Do you think Australia should be playing a part in Eurovision?
In the arts, definitely.
In the arts, definitely.
And they definitely do.
Yeah.
The music, I'm not sure. That's another league.
Fair enough. Judith, yeah. It sounds fantastic. Can't wait to see it next month.
Great. Well, I hope you're all welcome. It's free, the National Art School Gallery. It's we're in the old jail, which is bound by a sandstone wall. That can be a little bit off-putting. I think a lot of people walk past and actually don't come through those rather forbidding gateways, but do come in. It's lovely once you get in here. We've got a really nice cafe. The students are around. It's very much an art school experience, and then you can come in and see this beautiful gallery and see the amazing, really amazing artworks.
Well, Judith, we can't wait, but thank you again.
Pleasure. All the best to you.